from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
You know what today is, Kevin?
Thursday?
It's Friday Eve.
Ah, woo! Yes.
We are so close to that weekend.
Yes.
So close. And it is going to be a great weekend, too. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thanks so much for waking up with Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Obviously, I am sitting in JR's spot today. JR is still on vacation. He will return on Monday, so we appreciate you waking up with us and starting your day.
Yep.
We've got money to give away. How great would it be to put an extra $500 in your checking account this weekend?
That would be very nice.
Keisha from Riverview, Tina from Largo, just a couple of the people that have already scored big. $500, your first keyword's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, and then again at 10, and then at noon, and then at 2, and 4, and 6. So you get it. We've got it up at 995QIK.com, so you can get the times. All you got to do is enter that keyword in. You can do it on the app, the website, or text it in on your phone, and you can win $500.
Pretty good right there.
Very, very nice. So let's get you that money today. We've also got a $50 gift card coming up from Little Greek Fresh Grill and Adventure Island tickets today.
Yep, love that.
And I also know that today is a big day for Kevin. It is Thursday 3.
Oh, yeah, but it's the Thursday 2 because we're minus 1 today. So it's just you and me battling it out.
Yeah, we're going to battle it out today. We're going to have a little bit of fun with that. But JR is actually in the lead.
I know.
Well, with 5.
Well, he's going to be tied today regardless.
Exactly.
He cannot win.
He can't win. So we'll do that coming up around 8:20. Yeah, about around 8:20.
Yep, 8:20.
So that's a really fun thing that we'd like to do.
We
want to know that. What in the world are you doing up this morning? It's early at 6:03 on your Thursday. So let us know what in the world you're doing up. Give us a call, 800-992-1099. And of course, don't forget, you can always text us as well at 800-992-1099. We want to know what in the world you're doing up. We've got Secret Celebrity coming up next. Right now, let's keep the music going. We'll get you going this morning with some Chris Lane. It's QYK. Thanks so much for waking up with Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. We're asking, what in the world are you doing up this morning?
Good morning. This is Kim from Newport Richey, and I got a new roof last week, too. So this week, I'm doing soffit.
Love it. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, 16. Man, it was like living in a war zone for a couple of days, and I was getting over an ear infection, and oh, my God, it was so loud.
It is.
It's definitely loud in there. I suggest not, if you don't have to be in your house, don't be during that time.
Well, listen, that's awesome. Congratulations on the new roof. You and Kevin are in the new roof club this month.
Kevin, we survived.
That's right.
Well, thanks so much for having us on, and you have yourself a great day.
Well, I love your music, and I love your guys' sense of humor, and I really love the dating thing. It is too funny.
Second date update. I'm glad you love it.
You're not the person on the date.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have a new one coming up for you today at 7:15. That is Tennille Arts, 99.5 QYK, somebody like that. I think she could possibly be getting very close to having her very first number one song. So excited for that new artist right there. That is a really good song. It is Lana and Kevin this morning. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks so much for waking up with us. It is time now to play Secret Celebrity. And what are we playing for again, Kevin?
We are playing for a $50 gift card to Little Greek Fresh Grill.
All you got to do is tell us, who is this secret celebrity?
We got a lot of people that were talking about how much our music had meant to their lives at monumental occasions in their lives. You know, we've had families go on road trips to Life as a Highway and graduations to My Wish, and people get married to Broken Road and people get divorced. I'm moving on. So we're a band for every occasion.
Well, I mean, he just pretty much named four huge songs, so we don't even have to be cheesy today and do that. But he was just talking about how they have had so many great songs.
Yes, they have.
And, you know, obviously they announced that they were no longer going to be a trio. So I think that's all we're going to give them, because that's pretty easy. What do you think?
I think it's pretty easy.
All right. If you know who that secret celebrity is, give us a call, 800-992-1099, and we'll hook you up with that Little Greek Fresh Grill gift card. Good luck. We're playing Secret Celebrity. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, and we've got Anthony on the phone. Who is our secret celebrity this morning?
We got a lot of people that were talking about how much our music had meant to their lives at monumental occasions in their lives. You know, we've had families go on road trips to Life is a Highway and graduations to My Wish, and people get married to Broken Road and people get divorced. I'm moving on. So we're a band for every occasion.
I think it's Rascal Flatts, but I'm not sure which one.
Oh, see, we got to narrow it down.
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't?
No, that's actually Jay DeMarcus.
All right, thank you.
Just talking about how their music has lasted through all the changing times. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Going to hook you with that Little Greek Fresh Grill gift card worth $50.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
All right, got the new one from Brantley Gilbert right now called Hard Days. And then on the backside, what are we doing, Kevin?
We are talking to Mr. Brantley Gilbert. I can't wait. I love what's going on. I always love to hear Brantley. What a voice.
We'll talk to him next. Hang on. Hard Days, that's the new one from Mr. Brantley Gilbert, 99.5 QIK. Loving that new song. And lucky for us, we had a chance to catch up with Brantley Gilbert recently.
What's going on, brother? How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. The one and the only, Brantley Gilbert. Woo! Always locked and loaded, a motorcycle nearby, and your best friend.
That's what I'm talking about, buddy.
Hey, how are you? How you doing? What's going on?
Hey, man, just hanging in here in the COVID world, trying to roll with the punches.
Yeah, you got a nice little spread, though, where you're hanging out. Got some time to hang with the family and the little guy, right?
Oh, for sure, man. You know, my daughter's one, my little boy's three, and they're wide open, so I got plenty of chasing to do.
Tell me the differences between maybe your parenting styles. I know they're young, but to your little man versus your little girl.
Oh, it's ridiculous. She don't get in trouble by daddy. If she does something, I have to call Amber in to fuss at her.
You just can't get mad at that face, huh?
Not at all.
But then when it comes to the little man, that's when dad steps in?
Yeah, he needs it a little bit every now and then. But for the most part, man, he's the sweetest little boy. I mean, God really blessed us with those two, man. I just can't put into words how cool it is to be a dad.
Have you had a chance to get out and hang with anybody else during the last couple of months when rules kind of lightened up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, we've spent a lot of time together, honestly. Me and the band guys, it's almost like we quarantined together, but we've had a blast. We built the dog house. We built the tree house. We've done quite a bit. We did a live stream show, so...
So you're ready to get back on the road, like, and we are happy. We want to see you soon, too, man. So when Brantley's not doing music, not doing live shows, and not being a parent, what's Brantley doing?
Sleeping.
Hey, man, I'm with you on that. I love that.
For sure, man. Sleeping or, you know, trying to put a project together and, you know, getting ready to work on some new music. So been writing a good bit and... Just kind of gearing up for things to get back to normal.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, thanks for coming on with us. Say hi to the fam for us. Stay safe. We can't wait to see you, okay?
Sounds good, brother. Appreciate it.
God bless.
Coming up next, an I Feel Good story that is going to give you all the feels and all the love. We'll do it in less than 10 minutes. 99.5 QIK. I feel good. I love this story, 99.5 QIK. We love bringing you these I Feel Good stories just to kind of warm your heart. And this one is going to give you all of the feels.
All right.
For the past year, Carl, I can't pronounce his last name.
That's okay.
Wait, she is. He has made the 10-mile drive to the Bellevue Heights Assisted Living and Memory Care in Aurora, Colorado. He goes there three times a week. With a window separating them and a phone to talk through, Carl visits his wife, Donna, who they've been married for 55 years. Carl and Donna have been separated since the beginning of COVID last year, over a year. When Donna's assisted living facility, where she has spent the last 3 years due to her Alzheimer's diagnosis, stopped allowing visitors inside. They are college sweethearts. They've been together forever. And he would go there and he would just look through the glass window and be like, I'm here for you, honey. But it's been over a year.
Man.
Well... The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, they finally announced that nursing homes could once again allow visitors to come indoors. And just so happens, somebody was talking to Carl about how all of that went down. Take a listen to him.
She held my hand the whole time. That's awesome. Yeah. I love you too, hon. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry. Isn't that awesome?
I got goosebumps.
We all did. Oh. I told you. I mean, it's so amazing to see love stories like that. And then he was right there and he got to finally hug his wife for the first time in a year. So that is just great. Amazing. So just, you know, I'm just so glad that now the assisted living facilities in these places, families are be able to see their loved ones. So think about Carl. And Donna today as you go through your day. So that is your I Feel Good story. All right, coming up
next. That's a really good I Feel Good because I do.
I know we all feel good. So I think we're all feeling a little bit emotional. All right, coming up, we'll do the car line fun fact coming up just after 7 o'clock. It's 99.5 QYK. How about a little Luke Bryan to get us going this morning? I know it's a rough one. It's Thursday. Thanks so much for waking up with us. QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, it's a car line.
Car line.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Woo! So did you know that astronauts come back to Earth taller than when they left?
It's because of the gravity?
Yeah.
Their body stretches out.
Yeah. Without gravity, the weight of their bodies, they compress the compressing the cartilage all the time in their joints. Yep. Yeah, if it's in zero G conditions, they come back to Earth like a few inches taller.
Wow.
Though that effect will disappear over time.
I would
hope. But I mean, I would love to be a couple of inches taller.
Just go to space, Lon.
So I think I might just jump on that one. What was it, like 2-3 million just to get a seat?
Something like that. Just go up in the space, get 2 inches taller. But then when you come back, but while you're there, it's going to be great.
Going to feel taller. Going to love it. So there you go. There's your car line fun fact for the day. If you go an astronauts, they will come back to Earth a lot taller than when they left. There you go. Take that and do whatever you will with it today. All right. We've got a brand new 715 second date update coming up next. 99.5 QYK, thanks so much for having us on this morning. Here is Lee Bryce.
Tampa Bay's morning crew brings you the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, it's time for our 715 second date update. And we got Stephanie got in touch with us actually through Facebook. Mm-hmm. She said she went out on a pretty good date with this guy named Jake. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
So it says here that you guys met on Match.com and you guys went out for dinner. Tell us about your date. Where'd you guys go?
Yeah, totally. Well, first of all, I love your show. I thank you guys for having me on. I listen to you all the time. I think you're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
but yeah, so we met on Match.com. Yeah, and we did go on this great date. We went to the Mill. We both live in St. Pete, so we thought that was a good idea.
Good restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The food was amazing. It was so good. so, yeah, I thought that it went really well. We talked a lot about, everything, work, life, family. Yeah, it was going really well. And, you know, I was kind of, feeling it out as we were wrapping up. I thought maybe we would, go for a walk afterwards, you know, downtown, or just kind of hang a little bit longer, grab a drink or something. But he kind of ended it sort of early, and I texted him just to, you know, thank him for a great date, and he responded with a thumbs up emoji.
That's weird.
Right? It was weird. That's a kind of rude emoji anyway, right?
I think so too.
Because what does it mean really? It just felt I don't know, passive aggressive or weird or I don't know. I was just I don't know how to interpret that. There was no words. So I'm not really sure. And I haven't heard from him anymore since then.
Said you guys were talking a lot at dinner. I mean, did it seem like he was kind of into you? Were you guys flirting with each other at all? Was there any hand holding?
I mean, I thought there was a great connection. We had a ton of stuff in common. The conversation just never had a break in it. You know, we just, don't know, I just sort of felt like there was chemistry and like we were both seemingly having a good time. I don't know, I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm...
Well, we're going to try to help you out because we're going to get Jake on the phone, but I am a little, I don't know what this thumbs up means, so I really want to know what's going on with that. So yeah, I would like to ask him about that. So you mind hanging on and we'll get him on the phone for you?
Sure, thank you.
Right now, we've got to call Jake. It's our 7:15 second date update. And Stephanie said they went on a date. They went to the mill in downtown St. Pete, but she said the date ended a little early.
She got a response back from him, and all it was a thumbs up emoji. We got to question him about that because something that means something.
Yeah, I mean, if you go on a date with somebody and it's like, hey, I had a great time, can't wait to see you again, thumbs up. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, to me, it's kind of rude. So, yeah, we're gonna get him on the phone right now. We're gonna ask him maybe what happened on the date and what's happening. Hey, is this Jake?
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, good morning, Jake. I know this is kind of random, but this is Lana and Kevin from Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. How are you this morning?
I know you guys.
Hey.
That's crazy. Am I on the radio right now?
You sure are. I got to have your permission, though. Is it okay for us to ask you a couple of questions? We want to talk to you about a date you recently went on.
Right, a little nervous, but okay.
All right. Well, don't be nervous. Her name is Stephanie, and you guys met on Match, and you took her down to the mill in downtown St. Pete. So she said she had a great time, and we just kind of wanted to know why you're not really getting back to her, because she reached out to you, and sounds like all you did was text her back a thumbs up emoji.
Oh, she told you. yeah, I mean, she's great. She's great. I just don't think it's necessarily going to go anywhere.
Okay.
All right.
Can we, like, that's what we're trying to find out is, like, why?
Yeah, we want to know.
Oh, boy. I have a big pet peeve, personally. For me, like, people who don't, close their mouth when they chew with their mouth open.
Oh, no.
Okay. And, like, yeah. And so, I mean, this was one of the worst open mouth chewers I've ever seen. I mean, we had this, like, huge, amazing meal, and she did not close her mouth for 1 second of eating it. Like, she was just, like a kid.
Yeah.
Like, truly, like a little kid.
Making all those, like, mouth noises and stuff while she's chewing.
Noises. Food going everywhere. I mean, really bad. And I don't know. For me, that's just a deal breaker.
It's, well, it's unattractive. I can see.
I get it.
Yeah, I mean, it was gross. It was gross. I think, like, someone should talk to her before she goes out to any more meals.
Well,
because it's just so unattractive.
All right, well, here's the thing, Jake. You already told her because we have Stephanie on the other line, and she's pretty much heard everything you just said. Stephanie, you there still?
Yes, I'm here. I'm, like, in shock. I don't even, like, what do you... No one's ever said this to me before. Like, there's no way. I do not chew with my mouth open. I just can't even believe someone would, like, say that about me.
I'm sorry I put it so harshly, I guess, but you do. You have... I'll be the one to tell you. You need to close your mouth when you chew. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot.
We were having a conversation. I mean, it's possible, like my mouth might have opened a little bit before I had completely finished. But, like, I wasn't, like, I didn't have food, like, spraying out of my mouth. You're making it sound like I'm, like, disgusting. We were having a conversation.
I've had conversations with people while they eat, but, I mean, this was... I'm sure the waiter had to wipe down the table a second time.
Oh, like, this was, come on.
That's so insulting. I don't even... God, I never saw this coming. Wow. I mean, I thought we were having a good conversation, and now I just feel like you're making fun of me. like, we were both talking, Jake, like, about a lot of stuff. I thought we were having a good conversation.
Stephanie, we were. You're beautiful. We had a great conversation. This is just something for me that's a deal breaker. And
so, Jake, this is something that obviously she could work on. I mean, what if you gave her another chance? She got better at the chewing. Like, is it? Can you ever look past it?
I mean, I doubt after some of the things I've said that she'll want to hang out with me.
Right. But I guess that's true.
Stephanie, how you feeling about Jake?
That's true.
I mean, not great. They're not great. Not awesome. Yeah. I feel kind of embarrassed, honestly.
And you know what? You probably won't even want to eat around him ever again. So I think it's best that, well, at least we know. I mean, and Stephanie, maybe it's something you can just be a little bit more conscious about when you do go out. Maybe, you know, maybe Jake did you actually a favor.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show with us this morning. We appreciate it. Sorry we couldn't make this happen for you. Hope you guys have a great day and good luck out there.
Thank you.
That's a new one from Sam Hunt. Breaking up was easy in the 90s. 99.5 QYK. I'm actually so glad that we didn't have to worry about all those phones and social media and all that stuff
back then. Okay. No kidding. I could not survive in today's day.
Definitely a lot easier. That song is like right on the money. It kind of coincides a little bit with our 7:15 second date update. We talked to Stephanie and Jake this morning and kind of felt bad because Stephanie really enjoyed going out with him. And then Jake was like, listen, we all have our pet peeves, and she just talked with her mouth open, and I couldn't take it. I got to be honest with you. Going out on a date with somebody and having somebody sit there talk with their mouth open and food falling out, I don't know if I'd want to go on a second
date. Has that ever happened to you?
Well,
where you went on a date, something about the person didn't sit right with you, and then you were like, I can't.
Yeah. A lot. Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah. Probably more. I didn't want to go out with a guy one time because his fingers were super fat.
His fingers were fat.
And his hands were like super.
You couldn't overlook it.
It wasn't proportionate with the rest of them.
Yeah.
And it was just weird. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm out.
So you can side with the way Jake felt about Stephanie because.
Well, she's an adult. She should be closing her mouth anyway.
I know, but here's the thing with Stephanie. I feel bad for her because she's been doing this and no one has said something to her. Or people just think it's normal, but Jake doesn't. So it's different. Maybe she isn't as bad as what he thinks. And no one said any, or maybe she just is, and everyone's being nice to her, you know?
But you even know, probably with your kids, if one of your kids is sitting there and they're chewing with their mouth open, after 2 seconds, you're like, close your mouth.
My son smacks his gum, and it annoys me. I'm like, stop smacking your gum.
See?
I totally understand.
Put yourself in Jake's position.
I get it.
We got another text message, too. Good morning. I stopped dating guy because of the exact same reason.
See?
A lot of people. All right. So, 995 QYK, thank you so much for calling in and for listening to our show today. We do appreciate it. Coming up, of course, don't forget, we've got that 8 o'clock keyword. Your chance to win $500.
20 minutes away right now.
Yep. We're putting the fun back in 21. 20 minutes away on 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks so much for waking up with us. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. You know what makes us real happy? Money. And we've been giving away money this entire week. 7 times a day, you have a chance to win $500. Right now, Kevin, what would you do if somebody gave you $500 right now? What would you do?
The wife and I have been talking about going to Burn, so that's what I would use it for. Go to Burn Steakhouse in Tampa.
And just going all out.
Go to the dessert.
Caviar with the vodka shots.
I don't know about all of that. I don't know about the caviar part of it, Lana. But gotta go to the dessert room. Yep. I mean, mean, I haven't been there in forever, but yeah, get a nice steak, get a nice dessert, have some wine.
And just have a nice hideout.
It's perfect. Burns.
I love it. I would probably just go rent like a Airbnb or a hotel, just like Anna Marie Island or something, or down there, and just veg out and just chill out on the beach for a couple of days.
Sounds good to
just
me.
Get out of the house, you know, housework and stress and everything else.
Oh yeah,
leave the phone at the house too.
Don't need it.
Go to the beach for a weekend. So
don't need it.
We've got a chance for you coming up here. I'm going to play you two more songs, and then we're going to give you a keyword. You'll have a chance to win $500. That'd be a great way start your day. So keep us on. We're going to play some music for you, and then hook you up with the money. All right, 99.5 QYK. Here's Carrie Underwood.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Tomorrow, you get to hear the brand new song from Luke Bryan. Actually, you get to hear all of his new songs. He's re-releasing his deluxe version. It's a deluxe version of Born Here, Live Here, Die Here.
Ooh.
He's already got 4 number ones on that song, and he's giving us 6 more tracks, including his new single called Waves, which we are going to world premiere for you tomorrow. So you're going to hear it all day on 99.5 QYK. It's super, super good.
Can't wait to hear it.
I know. If you missed the announcement yesterday, if you're living under a rock, we are so excited. Eric Church just announced his big arena tour.
Yep.
The Gather Again tour is going to hit 55 cities, including Tampa, Florida. Amalie Arena, March 5th. We are so excited about this.
Wait.
Granted, it is a year away, but you know what? This is like the first big concert that has been announced. Tickets for this will go on sale May 7th. The concert will feature a stage in the center of the floor to accommodate more people.
I like it.
So this is just an awesome way to kind of get ourselves started back into concert season. What a better way to kick it off than with Eric Church. And, of course, keep listening to 99.5 QYK to win your free tickets to that show. As a matter of fact, Keith is going to announce another concert that we have coming to Florida that is coming up today at 11 o'clock, and you're not going to want to miss that one. I'm just literally behind the scenes. We have been scrambling. We've been so busy because it's just like boom, boom, boom. I mean, another one. And we'll be announcing all of those very, very soon. Blake Shelton is celebrating the 20th anniversary of his first number one hit, Austin. And he was asked what advice he'd give to his younger self.
Ooh, that should be good.
And he said, quote, "The mullet's not as cool as you think it is." I did admit that he and the mullet should not have burned the candle at both ends back then. He said, "I would have told myself to get more rest. When I started, I was 24 and I lived life to the max. It's probably why I ran out of battery so soon."
Yeah.
Don't forget, coming up on the 18th, Blake Shelton will be performing a mashup of his old hit, Austin, and his new song, Minimum Wage, at the ACM. So definitely check out. Head over to 995QIK.com. Patricia Yearwood posted a really pretty selfie and announced that some exciting things were coming up. But then after reading some of the comments, she decided to share a makeup-free selfie as well. She said the first selfie was after a photo shoot. It was hair and makeup and with lighting and a filter.
Yeah.
And she goes, "And then I decided I was going to post one right after I had a workout with my trainer." She goes, "No makeup. No, nothing." And she looks beautiful. So many great comments on that as well. And finally, Rascal Flatts. Their fans are understandably upset when, of course, they announced that this last year would be their last together. And they were going that their separate ways. Jada Marcus says that fans had a lot to say, though, about their music.
"We got a lot of people that were talking about how much our music had meant to their lives at monumental occasions in their lives. You know, we've had families go on road trips to Life is a Highway and graduations to My Wish and people get married to Broken Road and people get divorced. I'm moving on. So we're a band for every occasion."
Yes, they sure are. And with that, we're going to wrap up the Music Minute with one of our favorites from Rascal Flatts, Life is a Highway. All right. You're going to want to stick around because it's Kevin and I. We are battling it out for Thursday 3. We're calling it Thursday 2.
Yes, we are today.
It's coming up next on 99.5 QYK. Thanks so much for having us on.
"Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too."
Oh, you're supposed to sing.
Oh.
Come on, man.
I missed it.
Should we start it over? 99.5 QIK. It is time for our Thursday 3, although it's going to be Thursday 2 this morning. And because JR is still on vacation, he'll be back next week. But Kevin and I thought that we would do something a little different this morning. We thought that since Eric Church has just announced the very first concert, that we would do our favorite Eric Church songs.
Yes.
If you haven't heard, Eric is coming in concerts, like our first big live show that's been announced. That'll be on March 5th. 2022, and we've got all the information up on our website. So many great songs that Eric Church has.
So great.
I mean, there's just a slew of them, but we thought, well, for today's Thursday 3, you and I are going to battle it out, and we are going to do our picks of our favorite Eric Church songs. So, Kevin, we're going to start with you.
Well, mine is going to be Drink in My Hand.
Mm.
Yesterday was National Beer Day. Goes hand in hand with Drink in My Hand. This is just a fun, upbeat, great concert song. You want to hear it when it comes on in a concert. You know all the words. You're singing along. And all I want to do is have a drink in my hand. I mean, what else do you need? Drink in My Hand. Mine is Thursday 3 today.
Yeah, that is a good song. I mean, come on, it's Eric Church. I mean, he's got so many great ones. However, I believe that Eric Church has a better song out there.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, to this day, when I hear this song, are the very first lyrics of Springsteen. I mean, this song is about that one song that takes you back to high school. You were 17. He even talks about in the song, you've never felt so alive, you've never been so free. That's the way all of us felt. If you look back now, the way you were when you're 17, and I know that when Springsteen comes on the radio, we all just kind of go back to that time in our life when you had a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and you were going to a concert, mm-hmm. and you guys were just hanging out. Now, I didn't have an old Jeep like Eric Church talks about. I drove a Volkswagen Jetta. but I still can relate to this song. But honestly, this is Eric Church's favorite song from Chief. It won Song of the Year in 2012. I mean, this is a great song. It was his second number one song. And if anybody ever asked me, I would get the question all the time, what is your favorite song? And there's so many, but this one is absolutely my favorite song. It's Springsteen by Eric Church.
Funny how
they're so good.
It is great. By the way, you know how I find this interesting? Hmm. Both the songs we picked were from the Chief. Album Chief.
Yeah.
Well, that is it. Awesome.
All right.
That is a great album. Oh, he has so many, but that is really, really good.
All right. So who's got the pick today? Do we want to hear Drink in My Hand from Eric Church? That is Kevin's pick. Or would you like to hear Springsteen, which is my pick from Eric Church? We need your help. You need to jump on the phones right now and give us a call, 800-992-1099. We're going to take the first couple of callers, and hopefully one of us will get crown a winner, and then we'll get to play that Eric Church song. So give us a call, 800-992-1099. 92-1099. Thank you.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and his. Three's company too.
All right, it is Lana and Kevin here this morning. We are doing Thursday 3/2 today.
That's right.
But we thought we would make it a little interesting today since Eric Church just announced our very first concert that is coming back. Live, real show, no more virtual shows. We're so excited. We figured let's do our favorite Eric Church song. And Kevin, you picked
Drink in My Hand.
Great song from the album Chief. And my choice was Springsteen.
Great song from the album Chief.
Yes. So we're going to go to the phones. We're going to let you decide what song we're going to play in its entirety. Good morning, QIK. Who do we have on the phone?
This is Josh.
Hey, Josh, what is your pick for Thursday 3? Eric Church, Drink in My Hand? Are we going to Springsteen?
I got to go with Drink in My Hand. Sorry, every time I hear that song, I just have to blast it. So yeah. I got to go with Drink in My Hand.
That's great what I'm song. Talking about. See?
Right. Thank you, Josh. All right, going to the next call.
Thanks, Josh.
All right, QIK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Brian. I'd like to hear Drink in My Hand.
Drink in My Hand. That's two.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Good morning, QIK. What's your vote for?
Drinking My Hand.
Oh, man.
3 for 3.
Woo-hoo. All right. Thank you so much. Hello, QIK. What are you voting for today? Is it Springsteen or Drinking My Hand?
Drinking My Hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
We are on a roll, boys.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. Good morning, QIK. What are you picking today?
I'm picking you. I'm picking Springsteen.
Oh. I got a vote.
Yeah, congratulations. It's 4-1 now.
Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Good morning, QIK. What's your pick today?
Springsteen.
Springsteen. Oh, that's two.
The comeback.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. All right. What is your pick today? We are looking for Springsteen from Eric Church or Drinking My Hand. What are you picking?
I'm Drinking My Hand.
There's our winner right there. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it this morning.
Hell yeah, no problem.
It's kind of like us getting ready for the weekend, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's my theme song.
Yeah!
Well, crank it up. Kevin, do you want to introduce your song?
Here's the Thursday 2 winner this week. It's Eric Church, Drinking My Hand.
It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. All right, Amanda is calling from Newport Richie, trying to win these Adventure Island tickets. All right, Amanda, what we're going to do is we're going to play you two songs that basically have to do with water.
Yep,
you just have to tell us the title of the song. It's really easy, okay?
Okay.
All right, here is your first song. Listen closely.
Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there home.
On what?
Some beach.
Woo! Look at that, Amanda.
Blake Shelton. Picture myself right there on some beach. I do all the time.
All right. Very good. All right. Let's try this one. This, if you get this one right, you're going to Adventure Island. Here we go.
Okay.
Catching walleye from the dock, watching the waves roll off the rocks. She'll forever hold a spot inside my soul.
Like the only country song he has.
All summer long.
You got it. Kid Rock.
Kid Rock, all summer long.
Yeah, Amanda knows her water songs. Oh. Woohoo, girl.
Thank you, guys.
It's awesome.
You get to go splash around in the water now at Adventure Island. Plus, we're going to hook you up with that parking pass. So, nice job, girl.
And can I just say I'm a first-time caller, too, so this is really exciting.
Oh, my goodness. What a way to celebrate that.
Yeah, you're not even nervous.
No, I mean, my heart's racing, don't get me wrong, but I'm super excited to be talking to you guys this morning.
Awesome. Well, we are too, and we're glad that you won.
We're so glad you called up to try to win. Look at you, first-time caller and a first-time winner. We love it.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good day.
You all right, too.
Hang on. Don't hang up, Amanda. Don't hang up.
I got to get some information from you.
All right, there you have it.
That's it.
And I love the fact that she's a first-time caller and a first-time winner, because a lot of people are like, oh, I'll never win. I'll never get through. That's just proof right there.
Shows you.
All right. Travis has another chance coming up at 4:40 this afternoon. 99.5 QYK. Here's Jake Owen. All right. Here we go. He is a 23-year veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He is an ACM and a CMA award winner.
Yep.
He is a graduate of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
He is also a University of South Florida alum.
Go Bulls!
And he also has What's Trending in Tampa Bay.
The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. It's actually relocating. It used to be at Mosey over on Fowler Avenue in Tampa. Now it's moving to Withlacoochee River Park in Dade City. The event is running weekends April 17th through May 23rd of this year. So it starts up next weekend. Ooh. So join the villagers of Fittleworth and Queen Catherine Parr and her court as they invite one and all to the magical 16th century European village. Four stages of exciting entertainment, including musicians, magicians, jugglers, and mimes. Patrons will interact with memorable characters and enjoy full contact live armor jousting, Lana.
Ooh.
They have different themes every weekend, and they also have a lot of food. And you can purchase your tickets online at BayAreaRenFest.com. Today, there is going to be a job fair. Job News USA is hosting its first in-person job fair. It's running from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the RP Funding Center in Lakeland. There's going to be 8 Tampa Bay area companies and looking to fill hundreds of jobs. Attendees are encouraged to dress professionally and bring resumes or work history with them. So again, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. RP Funding Center in Lakeland today. The Skyway 10K was virtual this year, but starting today, you can pick up your medal if you ran in it.
Oh, yeah.
Virtually. Event organizers say that participants can stop by and grab their race shirts and medals from 4 to 8 p.m. today and 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow at the St. Petersburg Running Company. That's for the Skyway 10K. And finally, the Tampa Bay Rays, they are finally going to have their home opener. That is tomorrow. Woo-hoo! Against the New York Yankees. So the first game is sold out. There's still tickets available for the remaining Yankee games and the next series against the Rangers. Only 9,000 fans are allowed at each game. So a few things you need to know if you do go to the Trop. Tickets will be entirely paperless. Masks are mandatory everywhere except when eating in your ticketed seats. No bags are permitted in the stadium except diaper and medical bags. Security will be contactless this year, and you don't have to take anything out of your pocket. So if you're headed to the Trop for tomorrow's home opener against the Yankees, or just know if you're going to go to a game this year.
And they still have the no cash rule there. Yeah. It's like no cash at all.
It's the MLB ballpark app. That's how you get your tickets. And then when you purchase things, everything will be contactless through the Apple Pay or whatever it is. So, they have gone cashless before this year.
Right.
So that's cool. So that's it. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Thanks so much for waking up with us this morning. We appreciate it. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, Lana and Kevin. JR will be back on Monday.
He will.
Appreciate all your help, Kevin. You've been great this past week, just helping me out getting so much stuff done. So
you're welcome. Today's not Friday, though.
I know, but I'm thinking about the weekend already.
Oh, okay.
Already,
I'm just making sure that you know today's Thursday. Wait a second here.
I know. One more day left, and then I can get back on the other side of the board, so it's all good. All right. What was your favorite part of the show today, Kevin?
We had a great second date update. It was between Stephanie and Jake was annoyed that Stephanie chewed with her mouth open.
Yeah.
And he just can't overlook it. No. I get it. You told a story about how you saw a guy one time and his hands weren't proportioned to his body, and you said, "I can't do it. I'm out."
We all have our pet peeves.
I know. I get it. So I understand what Jake's going through, but I feel really bad for Stephanie at the same time.
Yeah. So. Great. Check it out on our Facebook page and on our podcast if you want to. And you also need to check out the story about the couple that were married, that is married for 55 years, and they get to hug for the very first time in this year. Due to COVID, she has Alzheimer's and is in assisted living facility in Colorado. And what he says and the audio that we got to play, all of us, I think, were literally tearing up and just got goosebumps on
the feels.
All the feels. So definitely check that out as well. Thank you so much. You have yourself a great rest of your day. Don't forget, Keith has another keyword coming up in about 20 minutes, 10 o'clock. Another chance for you to win $500. Have yourself a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.